Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Rose. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lynn Rose. I do ancient history and disability studies at Truman State University, where I've been since 1995. I like to travel internationally.
So, my first question for you is, in your opinion, what is a cabinet of curiosities?
This is an interesting question because it ties in with freakery, freak studies. And I know cabinets of curiosities from the 19th, 20th centuries when people would collect human oddities, including fetuses, body parts, and so on. So I think of it as a rather strange, upper-class, spare time activity.
Okay, that is definitely the first answer like that I've gotten. What were a few of the items that you loaned to this class project?
I think I loaned two camels. One was a wooden toy that my father played with, and it's not from Egypt, but it's very much part of the Egyptomania that was going on. And another was a camel that I myself played with as a child in Egypt. It was a camel. It is a camel made of camel skin, wearing camel gear, which is kind of creepy, but I also had a life-size camel, a camel-sized camel, in my bedroom made of camel skin, where sort of like a rocking horse, except it was a camel. So
really?
I spent endless hours on the camel.
That's a little bit disturbing, but also a lot of fun.
It explains a lot, doesn't it?
That's one way to describe it, yes. So, is there a particular reason that you decided to donate these items to the Cabinet of Curiosities? It kind of actually sounds a little bit closer to what you view of Cabinet of Curiosities because the skin element.
This is true. That's an interesting connection. I offered these items to the Cabinet of Curiosities because you asked me to come up with some items, and this is what I came up with.
So, you explained a little bit that these were things of your childhood, but like, is that the only reason that you still have these items in your possession, or how did you come across them, and why'd you keep them?
Well, we accumulate things, as you'll find out in another generation or two. Yes, this is my accumulation from my childhood. Yes.
And so that's why you kept hold of them, just fond memory?
You don't want to throw things out. I was able to put my collection of trolls on eBay and get a pretty penny for them.
The little troll dolls with the hair?
That's right. I had over 100 of them.
Oh, goodness.
But that's another story.
Did you have a favorite item that you donated?
Interesting question. I hadn't thought about it in terms of favorite items. Yeah. Among those items, the charm bracelet of my grandmother with the various Egyptomania items on it, I'd have to say, is my favorite. I actually wear it from time to time. I won't be wearing it for a couple of years, but that's okay. I have lots of jewelry.
Which religious symbols were on that bracelet? Because I know there was probably about 9 total.
Oh, I guess I didn't think of them as religious symbols, but I suppose they are because there's a ankh, and there's a shield and crescent, I think, and there's a little Star of David, and I don't know, what else is on there? There's a little camel. And
I know you had a couple Islamic symbols.
Yeah, I think there was a little itty-bitty Quran. Yeah, something about Istanbul. I don't know. But yeah, camels. Camels seem to be a theme.
Yes, they do. So was it something that she collected? Have you added to that bracelet in any way, or were they all charms that she placed on it?
I think that they were all charms that she placed on it. There's even a little itty bitty Greek base on it because they went to Greece too on their way back. I only added the Star of David. That's my only addition to the bracelet.
And so as she traveled, she would add a charm by somewhere she's gone?
Well, this is a one-time travel charm bracelet. So when my grandparents came to Cairo to visit us, I don't know how it started, but all the charms are from their that trip to Cairo and then the surrounding areas that they visited.
Do you think that influenced your desire to travel in any way?
Oh, yes.
It's cool. Wish I could have done that. And do you ever display any of these pieces, like, on your own, or is it something you've just had stored away?
Another interesting question. I guess I do from time to time. Our living room changes display and it's quite eclectic. And yeah, I guess the camel shows up sometimes, and the bits of marble, and yeah, I guess everything in that collection shows up.
Just
now and then, rotating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your interview.
My pleasure.